It's Sunday best. I've got Ella Frederick, I've got Mike Bancole, I've got Fuad Hassan, and we've got up earlier to do it, especially today because of the massive, massive, massive result yesterday. Yes, that's right. Wolves went to Bournemouth and got something. No one saw that coming. But elsewhere, West Ham United went to Arsenal, and Mike Bancole, I'll go to you first on it, really. It was a result and a game and a shape of a game that in the end plays out with a huge amount of plausibility. Let's be honest, we've seen injury crises supporting Liverpool. I would argue across 3 of the last 5 or 6 seasons. And we've seen the ramifications that they have, that finally a position just gets to the point that it can't handle the pressure anymore. And from Arsenal's point of view, I'd say the issue so much isn't that they didn't have anyone to put the ball in the back of the net. It was that they didn't even have anyone to make the right sort of run, create the right sort of space to then put the ball in the back of the net. They don't even really have a big chance against West Ham. West Ham make it 1-0 and they see it out, and it's a massive opportunity for us today.
It really is. And I think Arsenal showed that it had no attacking fluency or synergy yesterday. So yeah. They've obviously, look, they've got Ranieri, who's obviously a really talented kid, but you look alongside him, it was Mikel Merino, who is a midfielder playing up front, and they had Trossard on the left, right? That front three have never played with each other before. Now, we know that, having seen, especially last season, what happens when you are trying to put together these really kind of weird front threes is some kind of synergy is important, some kind of relationship in terms of, I know which runs this guy is going to make, so therefore I can make these kind of passes. That didn't exist for Arsenal yesterday. And fundamentally, I think Arsenal are the sort of team that we've seen the last couple of seasons rely so much on relationships as they went home. So Arsenal's biggest way home for me, whenever I've watched them in the last couple of years, is that right-hand side of Ødegaard, Saka and White. Right, we haven't got that at all. Down the left-hand side, we have Zinchenko and Martinelli combining as well. We haven't got that at all. So all the relationships have gone. I mean, they've kind of had to put together this really mishmash front three. And West Ham ultimately just sat in there, frustrated, and got their goal. And that was it. And look, for us, it's massive now. I was really gutted, actually. Oddly really gutted about the game on Wednesday, the draw. I don't know why I was gutted about it. I just really was so gutted. But we have a massive opportunity now to make a statement, really, to show everyone, look, we aren't messing around here. You know, we've been given this really big advantage now by Arsenal failing to win yesterday, and hopefully we can take it and make the gap 11 points.
The thing that would happen, Ella, often in these situations, or what people would think would be, you'd end up in a thing where you were saying, well, Arsenal, they just weren't having many shots, and that's the way in which it went. Well, you know, I've had a look at the numbers. Arsenal actually managed 20 shots against West Ham. And then what you might say is, well, maybe they weren't able to build pressure, and maybe West Ham therefore ended up having a ton of opportunities. But West Ham only had 5 shots. The issue is, and from anyone who managed to watch the game full time, they'll have spotted it, it's even clear on the Match of the Day highlights. The issue is that ultimately they have very, very, very few attempts on target.